Perception checks, please.
Woo! I rolled like crap. 15.
29.
I rolled 16. Also like crap.
I know.
Look at that.
I know.
Look at that.
Goddamn clerics and their perception, even though you rely on charisma.
13.
I know.
Ow. 14.
So 13, 14...
15.
15. 16. Hey, it's right in a row. 29.
16.
You do need to switch.
15. 29, 16. You're breaking the curve here, man.
I set the curve.
I have perception of 4. I couldn't even get above a 24.
Okay. All right. Well, the one with the 29 perception, do you have knowledge nature?
Of course.
Okay. Roll it.
Roll that beautiful.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
15.
Uh-huh. Okay. The one with the 16, do you have knowledge nature?
Yes. Yes, I do. 20.
Aha! He's headed directly for a patch of razor brambles, which are capable of lacerating your legs.
You feel a hand come out of the shadows going, tug on the rope. He's about ready to walk into something bad.
Oh,
yeah. The razor bramble counts as difficult terrain, and it covers an area... 60 feet wide and 100 feet deep.
Okay.
All right. Ha, came a scar.
If I were to put on my plate now, and then how high is the bramble thorn?
The bramble thorn goes to about knee height, and it causes 2d4 plus 2 points of damage per round as you travel through it, which is reduced by 1 point for each point of armor, natural armor, or deflection bonus.
So if I were to put on my plate mail, or at least my plate boots, I could walk through it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm holding still for a moment. Can I
can I just carry him over? Can I just literally pick him up and just walk in the general direction?
Make a grapple check.
I will. 12.
By the way, were you one of the ones with spikes on your armor?
Nope.
Oh, good.
We're looking at a 24.
Okay. Let's see here. And his stats are...
All right.
On page
let's go.
Six. All right.
How big of an area is
that,
this?
I think you were better to carry him.
60 mm-hmm. feet wide, 100 feet deep.
Okay, so one of my bottles of alchemist fire would burn the thing.
Wait.
It would take out one square.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have...
Actually, I think it would be better if you carried him, but screw it.
Quite literally, I'm using the bandolier as the utility belt.
Okay, what's your speed?
Right now, 30.
Okay.
So it'll be 15 if I'm grappled.
Reduced by half again for going through difficult terrain, which the bramble is.
Yeah, if you put on your armor, that's down to 20, isn't it?
No, I'm just have my boots on right now. So
5 feet, it'll take you 5 feet per round, essentially, because 15 divided by 2 is 7 rounded down. It's going to take you 20 rounds to walk through the brambles.
So 2 minutes.
Yes, and on each round, he's going to get an attempt to struggle free.
Why don't we try to go around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you hear this voice from the darkness going, you can go this way.
All right,
can
then
we?
We could go around.
Can we go around it?
60 feet. What is it, 60 feet
yeah,
wide?
I tell them how wide it is. I've scouted it out.
All right,
okay.
And then I guess at that point, I use my grapple check to essentially push him this way.
Okay. All right. You successfully navigate him around the bramble.
That said, as soon as we're around it, I take off my greaves and put them back.
Okay.
So I don't take a armor check penalty.
Fine.
I
guess
wish
I'll be
I was the
again.
Elven ranger that had light step.
Oh no, I'm still visible. Right now I'm just playing the clerk. Well, no, I'm actually still Raz, but I'm still kind of dressed like a clerk. Someone who totally doesn't have plate mail armor on his back and can be deployed at any time.
Survival checks, by the way.
I think that
stand
would
by.
I think Andrew's character would have that as a class ability.
What do you want?
Survival.
Survival.
Yes.
21.
Untrained. Ooh, wow, I actually did good.
I have it as plus zero.
Yay.
18. 18 for me.
Okay.
Andrew's going to roll 15, like a boss.
Actually. Not bad for zero.
21.
25.
14 on zero.
You...
Yeah.
Notice that there looks like there's somebody tried to force their way through the brambles, probably a couple of weeks ago.
Probably him. Are there scars on his legs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
It looks like he's tried coming this way before.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I think it looks like he discovered it was a bad idea.
You're on the right path. No, he didn't. He was asleep.
I'm surprised that the whole "ow, ow, I'm bleeding" didn't wake him up.
This is a supernatural.
Something would keep
him. Let's poke him with a talking sword and see what happens.
Something.
Oh, that's not very nice. How about we poke you with the talking sword?
Nope.
All right, I'm
not encouraging this.
Grab the talking sword and poke the kobold.
I don't.
I'm still carrying it, and I'm not letting anyone. I'm not letting you poke our teammates with the talking
kobold
sword.
Kobold sounded like he wanted to get poked.
By the way, every time you hold it, you suffer a negative level.
It's a chaotic sword.
It's a good sword.
Oh, so if I hand it back, it goes away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so as a chaotic neutral character...
Okay, so...
He can choose to suppress that. Because this scenario was written to accommodate first-level PCs, and if you get a negative level as a first-level PC, then you're kind of just dead.
If anything, you should
wield the sword and just follow.
You should wield him if... By the way, at some point, while we're walking, can I take a 10 on my spellcraft check to study him more?
Sure.
So there's a reason.
So
for the
total will be 20 at that point.
He is a plus one allying mithril longsword.
Mithril longsword?
Ally.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good.
With the permanent broken condition.
And not so good.
When wielded, he can cast guidance on his wielder at will.
That is also good.
Only a master swordsmith might repair Gammon's imperfections, and the Pathfinder Society does not currently have access to such a resource at this time.
Oh well. Anyway.
So there's more than a reason about his personality for why we don't get along. Gotcha.
Yes. He's good, you are evil.